June 12, 1906. The Power of the Spirit in Christian Life and Labor. Ellen G. White. To effect the salvation of men, God employs various agencies. He speaks to them by His Word and by His ministers, and by His Holy Spirit, He warns, reproves, and instructs. By these means, He designs to show mankind their duty and their sins, and the blessings they may receive, to awaken in them a sense of spiritual want, that they may go to Christ and find in Him the grace they need. But many choose to follow their own way. They do not hunger after righteousness. They have no relish for spiritual or divine things. They assent to the truth, but are not sanctified through it. There are few who are really consecrated, few who have fought and conquered in the battle with self. "He that forsaketh not all that he hath," Jesus says, "cannot be my disciple." It is our work, each for himself, to cherish in the heart the precious graces of the Holy Spirit. God is the embodiment of benevolence, mercy, and love, and His Spirit, ruling in the heart, will produce in the life the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, and peace. Let each ask himself, "Do I possess the grace of love? Have I learned to suffer long and to be kind?" In the work of God, talents, learning, and eloquence without this heavenly attribute are as meaningless as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. It is by contemplating Christ, by exercising faith in Him, by experiencing for ourselves His saving grace, that we are qualified to present Him to the world. If we have learned of Him, Jesus will be our theme. His love, burning upon the altar of our hearts, will reach the hearts of the people. The truth will be presented, not as a cold, lifeless theory, but in the demonstration of the Spirit. Human strength is weakness. Human wisdom is folly. Our success depends on a living connection with God. The truth is shorn of its power when preached by men who are seeking to display their own learning and ability. Such men do not learn of Jesus, and they cannot present to others a Savior with whom they themselves are not acquainted. An intellectual knowledge of gospel truth is not enough. We must know its power upon our own hearts and lives. We should pray as earnestly for the descent of the Holy Spirit as the disciples prayed on the day of Pentecost. Ministers need to come to Christ as little children. Tasting the sin-pardoning love of Christ, they can point others to Him as a sin-pardoning Redeemer. They can present the truth from the fullness of a heart that feels its sanctifying power. We have not many years to work, and all God's people should be imbued with His Spirit and work in harmony with His revealed will. If we have the Spirit of Christ, we shall work as He worked. We shall catch the very ideas of the man of Nazareth and present them to the people. By efforts put forth in wisdom and love, many may be awakened to a sense of their responsibility before God. Although a man may have sunk to the very depths of sin, there is a possibility of saving him. Many have lost the sense of eternal realities, lost the similitude of God, and they hardly know whether they have souls to be saved or not. They have neither faith in God nor confidence in man. But they can understand and appreciate acts of practical sympathy and helpfulness. As they see one with no inducement of earthly praise or compensation come into their wretched homes, ministering to the sick, feeding the hungry, clothing the naked, and pointing all to Him of whose love and pity the human worker is but the messenger. As they see this, their hearts are touched. Gratitude springs up. Faith is kindled. They see that God cares for them, and they are prepared to listen as His word is opened. Angels help in this work to restore the fallen and bring them back to the One who has given His life to redeem them. And the Holy Spirit cooperates with the ministry of human agencies to arouse the moral powers by working on the heart, reproving of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. Some of the rescued ones may, through faith in Christ, rise to high places of service and be entrusted with responsibilities in the work of saving souls. They know by experience the necessities of those for whom they labor, and they know how to help them. They know what means can best be used to recover the perishing. They are filled with gratitude to God for the blessings they have received, and their energies are strengthened to lift up others who can never rise without help. Taking the Bible as their guide and the Holy Spirit as their helper and comforter, they find a new career opening before them. Every one of these souls that is added to the force of workers, provided with facilities and instruction as to how to save souls for Christ, becomes a co-laborer with those who brought him the light of truth. Thus God is honored and his truth advanced.